Hi, I'm Gina Schock, and you're listening to the Rock Solid Podcast.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me today in the Zoom room to promote her new book, Made in Hollywood, please welcome the drummer and founding member of the Go-Go's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Gina Schock.
Yay! Oh my God. Now when I'm introduced, it's going to have to wait a minute to hear all the accolades.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff, Gina.
It's piling up and it's like really cool. What a good time to be alive, babe.
Gina, there's almost so much to talk about. I don't know where to start. There's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're doing book signings. You got a book. There's the documentary. Yeah. You guys released a new song this year, Club Zero.
Yes.
Has there been a more exciting time than now?
You know,
other than maybe when you first started.
You know, Patrick, you got a point, babe, because I was saying this the other day that really I haven't felt this kind of excitement and had so much going on since the early 80s, because it is just, we are all slammed having to do a lot of press, you know, getting ready to start rehearsing, get ready to do those shows in December. You know, we got the tour with Billy Idol next year in the UK. They're setting up shows here in the US. We're working on a project with someone that I can't name, but we're very excited about it. And there will be music involved in that. So we're on the right track. And myself on a personal level, I can't believe that I had this book out and I am so very pleased with it. Very, very pleased with it.
I just want to let my listeners know I'm going to be giving away 3 copies of this book.
Awesome.
They were sent to me by your publisher. They've been great. Good. And it's a great book. Let me ask you, let's talk first real quick about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How was that induction ceremony? Because it hasn't aired yet. I think we'll see it in about a week.
Yes. I think it comes on this weekend. Anyway, wow. A night I'll never forget. It was incredible. And, you talk about it, you think about it, and it's kind of exciting. But when it really happens, it blows your mind. That huge arena are filled with people that are there partially to see you and your band play. And what an event. It was just so exciting. It was like I was meeting somebody every moment. We're running from one thing to the next. Along the way, you run into Paul McCartney or Questlove or Drew Barrymore. Or, you know, she inducted us, of course. It was, LL Cool J. It was coming from all angles. The Foo Fighters. What a night. And, you know, I got to say, I'm still feeling high from that whole experience. You know what? It's one of those moments in your life that you have to sort of stand back and take a look at and go, is that really me? I feel like an imposter. That can't be real. This is like, I'm a kid in Baltimore with a dream. And it's been my life. My dream is my life now. You know, it's as an adult, it's all happened for me. And I'm in super grateful mode. I'm just really happy to be doing what I do. Yeah, it's been great. What a ride. What a journey. And to have everybody acknowledge our contribution was really, really touching. It's really cool.
What I love about the Go-Go's is you guys wanted to be in the Rock Hall. You wanted this.
We did.
You didn't need it, but you wanted it.
The thing is, the way that this worked is that, we wanted this for a long time. And, and then it sort of got to the point where I don't think this is going to happen. We all sort of gave up on it. I've said this in many, many interviews, but
I'm sure.
Yeah. But the truth is we did give up. We gave up. And then all of a sudden, oh, hey, you're nominated. am sort of like, oh, gee, that's great. It's nice to be nominated.
Yeah.
Manager calls us up. Art calls us up. Girlies, you're inducted. And then it was sort of the next level of excitement of like, that's really kind of great. Secretly, I'm kind of really excited, but I don't know.
You're jazzed. Sure
that. Yeah, right. Then when you get there, that whole weekend in Cleveland was like a goddamn dream. It was just incredible what was happening. Wow, what a night. Playing in front of all those people, playing for that audience.
Yeah.
That star-studded audience. It was something else.
Let me ask you this. How important do you think Allison Elwood's documentary was in getting you in not only getting you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but possibly even getting you this book deal?
Well, maybe. Yeah. You know what? Maybe about the book deal. I haven't thought about that, but you got a point. I mean, certainly she brought the Go-Go's to everyone's attention. Hey, check out this band. And the documentary that she did was so honest and so straight up about us. We love that documentary.
Yeah, it's great.
She's so smart. She picked out all the things that were important to focus on. And, you know, people are saying to me now, wow, can you please ask Allison to pick up all the stuff that's on the cutting room floor and do a part two?
Yeah.
Because certainly she filmed a lot. And just brilliant documentarian. And we are forever grateful to Allison and, you know, always want to work with her in any capacity. I think that definitely she was a big part of helping us to get in the recognition to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, was saying, hey, you guys, remember us? Check this out.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the documentary with my wife, and obviously she knows the Go-Go's music, but she didn't know the Go-Go's. And when that documentary was over, she was just wowed by you five girls. If I can say girls, is that bad in 2021?
It doesn't matter to me one single bit. You know what?
Ladies sounds old.
No, lady. Let me tell you something, Pat. We are not ladies. No, and we never will be.
Chicks? Are you chicks?
Chicks? I don't know. Whatever. Girls sounds right to me. You know?
I think it does too.
We're a gang of girls living the dream. You know, it's the way it feels to me.
Now, in the documentary, let me ask you this. You seem like, of the five members, you seem like the wild card. You seem like the unpredictable one. Am I getting that correct? Because you just seem a little crazier than everyone.
I tend to blurt out things that are true that maybe people don't. I don't know. I just tell the truth. And I'm not ashamed of anything that I or this band has done. This has been an incredible journey that we've all been on, and we're here to talk about it. That's the great news. You know, there's been no casualties in our band, thank God. And I might be the wild card. I don't know.
And speaking of casualties, when I go through your book and I look at these pictures, there's many, many people that aren't with us anymore.
I know.
They're either casualties or they're, or health issues got them, like David Bowie. But it was quite, you know, Andy Gibson here, John Belushi, and you know, some of these people didn't make it through the drugs and the partying.
The photos that you see of us with, you know, various artists, actors, artists. I have so many more.
I bet.
It was very difficult to figure out what to put in this book. And certainly, I mean, I couldn't do that by myself. I had a fellow, Steve Prejet, help me put this book together and do this book. And he sort of was leading the way with the photos, because when he came up to see what I had 500 photos pulled out. And he's like, Petey, Gina, we're going to write a proposal. We're going to get you a deal. And then we're going to have to narrow this down. Because initially, Patrick, all I was interested in was doing a photo coffee table book of the Go-Go's, a visual history of this band. That was it.
Yeah.
Because I don't write books. But when my publisher talked to me a little more about the whole process, hey, what about writing something? Initially, my instinct was to not do that because it's not real familiar territory for me. And then when Steve and I had picked out the photos that we were going to go in the book, or at least 90% of them,
right,
that went in the book. We sat down and he's like, Gina, come on, what does this evoke from you? What do you feel? And it was, the stories just started pouring out that they were like, it was very easy to write.
Was it emotional?
It was very emotional, actually. More so than I thought. It brought back so much good stuff in my brain that I'd forgotten about. You know, there were definitely some rough times, but overall, it's been beautiful.
Good stuff.
You know, and this is a band of five people that are family.
Yeah.
Don't like each other a lot of the time, but there's real love and there's real friendship and, you know, it's really there. So, I mean, you know, the band stands the test of time. And so does our music.
Yeah, it does. So, now, Gina, in July 3rd, 2018, I went to the Hollywood Bowl to see the Go-Go's. It was actually my first time ever seeing you. You guys were You guys were a bucket list show for me. And I get there and no Gina.
Yeah.
Tell us where you were.
In the last 4 years, 4 or 5 years, I've had two surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to have discs replaced in my neck, 3 discs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had an operation on my shoulder. My left shoulder, and I still need to get one on my right shoulder, but I haven't done it yet. And I'm sort of putting it off because I hate going under the knife. And I wasn't able to play, but I was there. And, you know, the couple of shows that the band did without me, you know, they made sure I was there.
That's good. That's nice.
Like, you know, and then and at that point, God bless her, Belinda said, I'm never playing any more shows unless Gina's playing. I'm not doing any more shows with this band unless Gina's playing drums. And I thought,
You're the engine. You're the engine.
Thank you.
See, here's the thing. The drummer, look, the guitar player can just stand there. The bass player can sit down if they want. I mean, not in the Go-Go's, but you know what I mean. But the drummer, has to keep, you know,
very
going.
Physical.
So very physical. So how are you feeling right now? Other than the one shoulder.
You know what? I'm good, but I'm a little beat up. I got war stories here, and my body is not perfect. But you know what? I'll play great because that's what I do. That's what I've done my whole life, and I definitely have the scars. You know what I mean? But I don't regret one second of any of this with the operations. It's like all part and parcel of what I do, and it's okay. I can live with it.
And the adrenaline kicks in, and then that gets you to shows.
Are you kidding? When that adrenaline starts, my head's ready to pop. You know, thank God I'm playing drums.
Right.
yeah.
Speaking of drums, was that the first instrument when you were a kid that you got into?
Oh. So the way that worked, Patrick, is I started out playing bass. Then I moved to guitar. I took lessons for like a month on bass, month on guitar. And I was like 13. I didn't have the patience for lessons. So I thought, well, I'll save up my allowance money and I'll buy drums. And I did. And the way that I like to practice whatever instrument it is, I would put headphones on and I'd play with my favorite song, whatever my song that I was going crazy about at that moment. Well, I did that with the drums. I put the headphones on, put on whatever song I was listening to at the moment and started to play. And I knew within 10 seconds that's what I was going to wind up doing because I didn't have to think. It was a very natural, fluid thing that was happening with my body and this instrument. It was just intertwined. You know what I mean? It was just, it was instinctual. It felt like it was an extension of me and it made sense. And so I stuck with it. Never taken lessons. That's everybody's given a gift. That was definitely my gift for sure.
And when you're a kid, there's not a lot of female drummers to look up to when you were a kid.
No, it wasn't.
And now girls look up to Gina Schock.
Oh, I know. How crazy is that?
That's cool.
It's really neat. Yeah, I got to say it really is neat. And I got to get with it and just say thank you instead of feeling embarrassed or goofy about it. You know,
you paved the way. You got to embrace it.
Yeah, I am. I don't know. Makes me feel funny, but I am. It is, and it's deserving. You know, all that's happening for this band. Yeah, we do deserve it because we've been troopers, and we've written great stuff, and we do great shows, and we do the right thing. Our politics are in the right place. Yes. You know, we're environmental activists. Like, it's just, it's all come together, and the people that we are as adults, we're all happy with. You know, yeah. What a journey we've all been on. You know, we were lousy communicators years ago with each other. So much drugs were involved. Now everybody's got kind of got their shit together as much as they're ever going to have it. And we communicate really well. We get through arguments and make up, you know, and whatever it may be. We now have the skills to communicate and be civil with each other when whatever's going down, if there's a problem.
And that just comes with. The drugs are out of the picture, and you guys are older, and you're more mature, and that stuff all comes with age.
And we realize how lucky the five of us are to be still together,
right?
And you know, you're grateful. I'm grateful to be in a band with these four girls. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I said, we worked hard, but it's a thing that you can't buy. It is. This incredible chemistry that we have that just kicks in when we're together. It's explosive energy. We get like a bunch of crazy kids when we're together. We get hysterical, make fun of everybody, get on stage. We're ready to blow up at any minute. Things go wrong, but we just keep playing.
Yeah.
It's fun to be in the Go-Go's.
It keeps you alive. It keeps you young.
It does. It really does. It's, you know, doing what I do has kept me young. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely kept me young.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners, it's Pat Francis, and I'm here to tell you that we are stepping up our audio game with the new Shure MV7 podcast microphone. Now, look, if you want to get the best audio out of your Zoom interviews, and I know you do, then you need to buy the MV7. It's perfect for podcasting, home recording, and gaming. It plugs right into the USB of your PC or your Mac, and it's ready to go. So take your sound to the next level with the Shure MV7 podcast microphone. You know what? I'm using it right now.
Now back to the show.
40 years ago, 1981, Beauty and the Beat, your first album goes to number one. You guys are shot out of a cannon. It's crazy. Our Lips Are Sealed goes to number 20. We Got the Beat goes to number two. Those are iconic songs that we still hear on the radio today, and they make you feel good.
Hey, you know, last night I did a book signing at Rizzoli. Tomorrow I'm going to be at Bookends in Jersey. And I'm talking my story, you know, and I was talking about Richard Goddard, of course, who produced our first two albums, who saw this band and knew he could do something with it. He saw there was something worth grabbing onto and working with. So I'm talking and all of a sudden somebody hollers out, "Hey, Richard's here." And I said, "What? Richard Goddard's here. He's over there." And they pointed. Richard was like hiding behind a stack of books. He came out and I almost burst into tears. I ran over to him and hugged him so tight. I haven't seen him in so many years. And Richard was standing there listening to everything. And then he came up and he talked a little bit. And it was so great. You know, it was like the family. Yay, man. You were a big part of all of the reason that I'm here. So good to see him. He gave me his card and we're going to go hang out. I'm going to hang out with Richard. Yay.
Yeah. You got to.
You bet.
You guys released Club Zero, in 2020.
And it charted.
And it's great.
There's a place for us. Don't look for a sign. Not on a map. It's a state of
and it's a great song. And it teases us, though, as fans, could there ever be a Go-Go's album, a full-length album?
I wish, but I don't know, Pat. I really don't. I can't speak for everybody. I, for one, would love to do another record, but it's not that easy. We're scattered all over the place.
All over the world.
Yeah. And, you know, I can tell you one thing. We're involved in a project right now that I'm hoping will come to fruition next year. And it will involve music.
Well, that's good.
It will involve music. We're going to have to sit down and start writing some stuff if this really happens. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm thinking it's with some major players in Hollywood, and I'm thinking it's going to happen. So we're all very excited to be working with this person.
For me, I love the Go-Go's discography, but your discography, it's tiny. 4 albums.
Yeah.
And they're all good. I love them all.
Well, there's all little bits and pieces scattered over a place, like Return to the Valley of the Go-Go's. That is like 40 songs on it or something.
Yeah, three
like
new songs.
Cassette tapes of us in rehearsal. That is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And then we did have 3 new songs, which I loved, which were great.
And Jeannie, you co-wrote one called Beautiful.
Yeah. Which is
that's a fantastic song. You and Charlotte wrote it.
I love that song. Yeah, sure. I had that idea and I brought it to Shar. Said, let's write this song. So that was really fun doing that. I love that song. And it was in that movie Superstar.
Mary Catherine Gallagher movie.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. what an incredible ride this has been. I get to write songs and get to meet Paul McCartney, and it's been great.
Now, speaking of writing songs, well, first of all, I want to talk about real quickly, House of Shock.
Yeah.
You did that album, you and Vance DeGeneres.
Yes.
That's a great album. It kicks off perfectly with Middle of Nowhere. And
that's a really good song. That is a really good, I'm very proud of that song. That's a perfect pop song.
It's the perfect song to open an album, and your vocals are solid. You're on point.
Hey, you know what? It's my voice. That's what it is. I couldn't make it into anything differently. And it's a goddamn shame what happened with that record, because it started to get a little heat, and then Capitol Records changed hands. Everybody got fired. And, you know, I'm in the middle of writing more songs. They're still pushing the record. We're doing a little West Coast tour, getting ready to do more.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get a call from my A&R guy, Tom Wiley, saying, Gina, we're all going to get fired. I'm going to give you the opportunity to get out now. Or do you want to stay? Of course, I want to get out of there. I don't want to be stuck at a label where I'm a tax write-off, you know? Right. You know, when the new regime comes in, they're not interested in who's there. They want to be the new stars at the label and bring in acts. So. Yeah. So I walked, and that's when I got really pissed off with the whole thing of working in a band. And I went to New York for a while and got more serious about songwriting and, you know, got a publishing deal at MCA and wrote. And then in the middle of that, the Go-Go's were doing shows. You know, we got back together in 90. We've been together ever since. So the last 30 years have gone by so fast.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
1990 seems like 1990.
Seems like yesterday. Seems
like 5 years ago.
Years ago, right. It's
but
nuts.
30 years. What is that?
Another song I love on the House of Shock album is Love in Return.
I was taken by surprise when I first saw your face. Eyes was a blue that I could trace.
It's just great. And I wish there would have been more, because it's great. And I want to let people know it's out there digitally. You can find it on iTunes and places. So seek it out.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was a good, you know, that was my first solo record. And I'm very proud of it. I think that I did a pretty good job. And, you know, but you can't control everything that's going on. And, you know, when things happen at a record label, you're sort of at their mercy and you just do what you have to do. But I, on the other hand, was in a position where I could walk from things because I had the Go-Go's, you know?
Yeah. You have that.
And a lot of folks can't do that. It's pretty fucked up, you know? Yeah. So,
you have a comfort zone with these, with these five
women. And I always will, no matter what I do. I mean, you know, I am so excited about my book and so proud of it and everything, but you know what? I know I've got to go back to, I go back to the West Coast next week, and I'm going to go to LA and I'm going to start rehearsing for our tour in December. It's the Go-Go's are always calling me back. I'm always back with them because honestly, I love that band and I love the girls in the band, and I feel so lucky. And I can't wait to start playing. Well, I can't wait to start rehearsing.
We are lucky that you guys are still out there and doing shows. I look forward to seeing you guys because I'm based in LA, and Kathy's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Kathy's been on the show twice, once in person, once by Zoom. I was going to come to the signing on last Saturday, but I got my COVID booster on Friday and,
shitty.
I was too shitty to come.
But Patrick, I'm sorry. It was really cool.
We sold
every book.
That's excellent.
We sold every book. And that being my first photo exhibit, I sold 19 prints that day.
Look at that.
Whoa! Who does that? Sam, the guy that knows Mr. Music, said, and Gina, he said, I've never sold 19 prints at a show, you know, in one day. And I'm just, all this stuff just surprises me because, you know, Patrick, it's just what you do and it's an extension of you. And you never think people are paying attention, but they are.
We are. Yeah. Now you can actually put photographer on your resume.
Yeah, I know. Author, photographer. It's a wild ride and it's just great. I want to
mention, as far as your songwriting, you wrote the title track to Miley Cyrus's album Breakout. You co-wrote that song, and you wrote four songs on Selena Gomez's debut album, Kiss and Tell. Pretty cool.
When you watch, you don't leave tracks. When you talk, they don't talk back. Believing every word you say, but they don't know. Secrets that you just can't keep. Promises that you made me. You twisted it to suit yourself.
Yeah, I mean, at the time I was working with these two other writers, one person would do melodies, one person would do music, and the other person would do lyrics. I got the job of doing the lyrics. And we'd research our girls before we started writing for them. And I had a fellow over at Disney who, you know, let me know everything that was going on. And at the time, the Go-Go's were working on a project with a young band at Disney. They wanted to sort of mold them into the new Go-Go's.
Okay.
That didn't work out. But what did work out of that is I had written a bunch of songs. And people took notice and pulled my songs out of that batch. And I get a call from the head of A&R saying, that song Breakout, Miley Cyrus wants to do it. I played it for her and she loves it.
I'm
At the same time, Katy Perry, who's managed by management we were with, Bradford Cobb, direct. Yeah. Katy wanted to do the song. So I had both of them going in demoing my fucking song.
Amazing.
Yeah, I have videotape of Katie's doing Breakout. But anyway, it went to Miley because she pushed harder. She paid money up front, you know, and so we gave it to her.
Cool.
That's the way it worked out. You never know.
All right, Gina, I was told you have a hard out after a half hour. I could talk to you for hours, but
we should do this again. I'm coming to LA December the 1st, and I'll be there for a couple weeks rehearsing, and I'll be around.
I would love to sit down in person. I'm vaxxed and boosted, and maybe we can do it. I'm going to reach out to your person, and maybe we can make that happen.
Do that, because you know what, Patrick? I will be in LA for a while, and you know, I'm so sick of Zooms. It's so neat when I get to sit down with somebody face to face, and I don't know. It's the connection is real, more real, and I don't know.
I'm going to cross my fingers that we can do that. You can sign this for me.
I will.
Before we go, I'm gonna name each one of your band members, and I want to see if you can give me one word about each one of them. Do you think you can do it?
Oh Christ, I don't know. Go ahead.
Jane.
Creative crazy.
Belinda.
Crazy. I'd have to say fun, crazy.
I think they're all gonna be crazy.
I can't give one word.
I know. Kathy.
Thoughtful. She's in touch with her inner self these days. It's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, she is. And Charlotte.
Never changes.
Love it.
Same.
Okay, Gina, I want to let people know that they can find you on the internet. At Twitter, we go to @RealGinaShock. You have a website, GinaShock.com. Look for Gina doing signings still for the new book called Made in Hollywood, All Access with the Go-Go's. And my last thing, Gina, is before we go, I want you to choose the playout song for this episode. Any song that you've been a part of through your entire career, that'll be the song that'll play us out today.
Jesus Christ. Oh God, Patrick, I don't know what to say about that. There's been many songs.
If you can't pick one, I'll suggest one, and you can give me a yes or no.
Go ahead. You suggest one.
How about if we go with a song that was a bonus track from Talk Show called Good for Gone?
Oh, my God. That is really a weird song. You can do that if you want.
I love it because it's written by...
It's not one of my favorites, but...
It's not one of your favorites?
It really is a weird... That's a weird track. I was going to say either... Middle of Nowhere or Beautiful.
Let's do Middle of Nowhere because I already talked about Beautiful, and I'll be dropping a clip of that in right after I talk about it. So we'll go with Middle of Nowhere.
Yeah. Did you ever see the video?
I have.
Of Middle of Nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. That Mary Lambert directed that. And she
from
did
Pet
a great
Cemetery.
Job.
The director of Pet Cemetery, Mary Lambert.
Yeah. You bet.
All right, Gina, I look forward to seeing you in person in December.
Yes. Please,
let's try to make that happen. I'll make it happen on my end, and you try to confirm it on your end. Everyone go out and buy this wonderful book, and please enjoy Middle of Nowhere. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Patrick. It's been wonderful talking to you. I'm glad you love my book, and I think anybody that picks it up is going to fall in love with it as well.
Thanks, I believe
baby.
So.
I'll see you soon, okay?
Take care, Gina. Thanks, bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Ooh.
All right. Now I'm going to do my intro and we're going to jump right in.
You got it, kiddo.
All right, here we go. All right, like kiddo. I'm not a kid, but thank you.